It's time right now to talk to Lachlan Shaw, a fantastic artist with a great single out. It's playing on UK Talk Radio. We'll find out more about that single in just a moment. So first of all, we're going to take you back to when you first became interested in music. So tell us about the first bands that you listened to on the radio, and you really thought, these guys have got something different. There's something which kind of excited you. What would you say was the one or two bands that really excited you when you heard them on the radio?
Yeah, I think about kind of long drives, which I was going on kind of vacations up to the lakes, and kind of putting in kind of CDs and you know, songs that you could really kind of get absorbed in, and could take your kind of mind elsewhere when you're on a long drive. I think, you know, Stereophonic stepped out with one of the bands. Oasis is another one. Bands that kind of, you know, really kind of, their music was kind of absorbing and it takes you somewhere else, and you can stick it on. I'm thinking song Graffiti on the Train by Stereophonic. Songs that kind of, you know, really kind of take you somewhere else on a long drive, with stuff that I used to really like listening to, and you know, that's when we kind of used to listen to the radio on long drive. So, you know, that those kind of things were the kind of the bands that I used to kind of, you know, like listening to on the radio. Yeah, they were sort of ones that I thought, you know, these guys have got something else.
And if you could only choose one song by them and you were stuck on a desert island, so it's the only song you could listen to, what song would it be, and why would you want that on a desert island with you?
Yeah, again, it'd be Graffiti on the Train by Stereophonic. I just love that one. I think there's something kind of... I just love how it kind of progresses, and I think there's so much emotion in his voice. And, you know, I think it was... if you were on a desert island, it would remind you of a bit of humanity, the kind of emotion in his voice, and I think it would give you hope. It's quite an inspiring song, so I think I'd definitely choose that one if that's on a desert island.
Brilliant. That sounds like a great song to take, an inspiring song. And obviously our listeners that haven't heard it before can obviously now, from your recommendation, can have a listen to that. So let's move on to, obviously you were listening to music, or I'm sure watching music programs on the TV. So what was the first song that you ever wrote?
First song I ever wrote was called September. It had about maybe four chords in as a verse and a chorus. Yeah, I mean, I can kind of remember how it goes now. But yeah, I think it was, it was based on, I think I learned Free Falling by John Mayer. Well, it's not, you know, the John Mayer cover of Free Falling, but I learned that and then kind of started to mess about after that and just came up with a little riff and that was the first one I wrote. But I just kind of, just tended to kind of learn kind of cover songs that I liked and then just kind of mess about and improvise after that and then make something of my own. After that, that's all I've always really written, really. I've never kind of sat down and with a theory book and just kind of planned a song or just kind of wrote a song that I like, maybe that I've learned off YouTube, and then just mess around and improvise after that. Just get something that I kind of, just make my own thing out of it.
And your current song, we're playing it on UK Talk and Music Radio, so tell us what it's called and what's the song about?
It's called Hollywood Clichés, and the song is about false kind of romanticised image of love portrayed in kind of movies, and how it's kind of cliché, and how it's not like, kind of like that in real life. It's just kind of a kind of sarcastic kind of... you know, comment on the movies and how it doesn't kind of work out like that in real life, and how we kind of, it gives us kind of false expectations, but, you know, and in real life it's not really like that. That's kind of the theme. I didn't necessarily kind of start out with that theme in mind. I had the kind of guitar part for a while. I didn't really kind of get anything. I kind of had a verse, but I wasn't really happy with it. And it didn't sit right with me. And kind of get a feeling when, you know, you feel like a song comes together. You feel like it, you know, when it's complete. And so I just kind of went back and thought, no, I'm not happy with this. And then I kind of went back and reworked. And eventually the theme just kind of sort of jumped out, and once I had that, it kind of, you know, came together and, you know, felt better. So I kind of put it out again there, and the same guitar part with completely different lyrics and melody, but yeah, that's how it all kind of came together.